Monday mornings are always a little bit brighter around here on your home for Michigan State Spartan football when the Spartans come away with a victory. And Steve Courtney, not just any victory, going down to Miami and emphatically knocking off the Canes in their own backyard. Boy, that puts a smile on everybody's face.
No doubt about it there, my friend. Good to talk to you again, Sean. Good morning again, everyone. Yeah, your Spartans go into South Florida Saturday, just about a 7-point underdog to then number 24, Miami. There was extreme separation in the fourth quarter. We'll talk about it now with the fine head coach himself, Mel Tucker. Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Everything is fantastic. And, you know, there's so much to unpack, in particular with this fourth quarter, Coach. No place for a nervous person down there at Hard Rock Stadium. We begin early fourth quarter. It's a 24-17 ball game. We are up at that time, looking at a fourth and one. You got Peyton Thorne with the sneak and a subsequent measurement. That measurement seemed to last 2 days, didn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty tight. That was a very pivotal and critical time of the game. But we were able to get it done. We got some surge on the offensive line. Peyton, you know, got his pass down and got that first down for us.
Well, and then that possession, Mr. Thorne able to find Speedy Naylor for the score. It's 31-17 at that point. But you know what? The Hurricanes, being the Hurricanes, you know, weren't going to go away. And I know your mantra, Coach, is relentless football. Now, look, we're talking about a heat index hovering around 100. And throughout our conversations, Coach, you know, going through the pandemic, you have been so complimentary about your training and medical staff with the Spartans. You know, in this fourth quarter where you scored 3 times, conditioning was everything because you could see the Hurricane starting to tail away a little bit, but the Spartans just kind of dug in.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I said in the locker room after the game with the team was I just wanted to – it was a great team win. It was a great organizational win. And wanted to thank everyone involved. It was the coaches, the support staff, the players, but also our strength and conditioning staff, our nutrition staff with Amber Reinstein, our doctors – and our trainers, our operations, and our equipment folks. It was a total team effort because the heat was a factor. We knew that it was going to be a four quarter game. We embraced that. We've trained for that. We felt prepared to go the distance, to go 15 rounds. We were prepared to do that, and so. We were able to get stronger in the fourth quarter and finish the game.
You know, we talked on Friday about the athleticism of Hurricane quarterback De'Aaron King. Now, he throws for 388 yards. Okay, that's going to happen. He also threw 2 picks. He also fumbled away twice. Huge moment again going back to the Drew Beasley strip sack. That was huge because on the subsequent possession, Peyton Thorne able to find Jaden Reed. It's 24-14 at that point. But you have made it a point. You've got to take care of the football. 0 turnovers for our Spartans again. Meanwhile, you get 4 from them. Huge.
Yeah, that was huge. And we wanted to. We knew we needed to force some takeaways, generate some takeaways in this game. I think we only had one. On the entire season going into the game. They come in bunches. We were able to get 4, so we were +4. We had 14 points, you know, off of turnovers. You know, obviously, you know, King and Cameron Harris were going into the game with about 92% of their offense. So the plan was to stop the run and force King to be a consistent passer from the pocket for 60 minutes. And so we were, you know, King averaged, I think, 0.6 yards a rush, and they were 2.2 yards a rush on the day. King had 60 pass attempts. And so, you know, obviously that was the plan, was to make them one-dimensional and then force them to throw the ball. And we were going to play hard and play team defense and generate some takeaways, and it worked out for us.
Obviously, Coach, the game plan going in, generated by yourself, defensive coordinator Scotty Hazleton, offensive coordinator Jay Johnson, completely on point. Talk about Peyton Thorne, Coach. Obviously, his leadership has been absolutely stellar. Throws four touchdowns. He's got 9 on the year right now. Completion percentage of 62.3%, 726 yards. But more importantly, sir, zero interceptions.
Yes, taking care of the football is priority number one, and Peyton knows that. We want to have balance on offense. He does a good job getting us out of bad plays and getting us into good plays. He's making good decisions. You know, these are battlefield decisions, split second, you know, judgments that he has to make. He's doing a good job with that. You know, taking with the defense. What the defense gives us, and staying, you know, within our plan, within our offense, within our scheme, you know, and executing. He's leading and he's competing. He is a fierce competitor. And like I said, I believe your quarterback has to be the number one competitor on your team. That's tough to do on this team because we do have guys that compete at a high level, but he is certainly a relentless competitor.
All right, K-9, Kenneth Walker III, just 172 more yards. Another day at the office. Combination of Naylor and Reed, obviously paramount here. As a matter of fact, I got to mention this quickly, Coach. In the fourth quarter, the end-around score by Jaden Reed, that's phenomenal. But how about Connor Hayward and some of the blocks during this particular tilt? Oh, boy, what a transition he's made to that tight end position.
Yes, he's done a very nice job all season blocking, and we talked to our receivers and our tight ends. They said, no, you know, no block, no rock. If you're not willing to block in the run game or in the pass game for our team, then you know you're not going to get the ball. And our receivers and our tight ends have embraced that, and you see what Connor Hayward is able to do in terms of blocking, but also receiving. He has elite ball skills, which means when you throw him the ball, if you get it close, he's going to find a way to catch it. And you know, he's a kind of a guy that you know can do it all for us. And so, tight ends are a big part of our offense. We always have a tight end on the field, and so to have a player that is versatile as Connor is very, very valuable for our football team.
All right, Coach, as you say, on to the next one. That will be the Nebraska Cornhuskers at beautiful Spartan Stadium Saturday night, 7 o'clock kick. Hopefully you bring them into the deep water as well, Coach. Congratulations to you and the staff.